This is Esther Lovejoy with a paradox on today's View from the Sparrow's Nest. It's a wonderful thing to be content with finding God. When we accept Him as our Savior, we find Him to be all that we need. He's our source of forgiveness, our promise of eternal life, our provider, protector, counselor, guide, and so much more. Paul declared that he even learned to be content with whatever God chose for him, whether poor or rich, hungry or well-fed. It is a wonderful thing to be content with God. And yet, it's also a wonderful thing to have a feeling of spiritual discontent, to long for a deeper walk with God, to want to know Him better, to love Him more. It's good to not be satisfied with anything less than the deepest, closest relationship that we can experience with the Almighty. God had assured Moses that He would be with him as he led the children out of Egypt. That was a wonderful promise that I'm sure brought contentment to Moses' heart. He could move forward knowing that he wasn't on his own, that God was with him. But then we see this quickly followed by a display of his discontent. He wanted more, and so he dared to ask, "Now show me your glory." And God honored that request. It's wonderful to find God and yet to still seek Him. A.W. Tozer expresses it like this: "To have found God and still to pursue Him is the soul's paradox of love." In other words, it's the paradox of being content with finding God and being driven by a holy discontent to seek Him more. This is Esther Lovejoy. Join me online at viewfromthesparrowsnest.com.